Hey, this is Fran. You're listening to the Insecurity Podcast. New weekly episodes.
And Mark's at a round table.
Every pay-per-view on SoundCloud.com.
Yeah! Insecurity Podcast. I'm your host, DB Richards, alongside Fran and our special guest, DWalk360. We got news, results, and much, much more.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Doing good.
This is a great. I'm great. This is 31, I think. 31 episodes.
31. If you include the roundtable episodes, we're close to 40.
Oh, really?
So.
Wow, that's amazing for our beginning.
Yeah, since none of us had any experience with this stuff.
No, we're still learning.
No,
we haven't hit the year mark. When we hit the year mark, we'll be like, wow, we're finally
out of beta.
Yeah, beta. But yeah, it's kind of fun. We haven't chit chat for a while, no. So. It's good to have you on again, yeah. Dave.
Thanks, man.
JCL is out sick.
Oh man, get well soon, brother.
I don't think he caught what Bo Dallas has, but
meningitis.
Ooh, had that before. It's not
or bad booking syndrome.
Bad booking syndrome. But yeah, JCL, awesome. If you're listening, man, get well soon. We'll hope to see you on
Sunday.
And I don't think he'll make it down because it's a long ride for him.
Ah, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Maybe next podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last week, Frank couldn't make it. He had meningitis, too.
He had obligation. Did you have meningitis, dude?
No, I'm joking.
Okay.
I had you and Ticket Taker on. Ticket Taker, George Ballerino.
My partner.
He's one of the guys out there that is always, always shy. Like, he's scared to talk to people. Mm. And then when you go out with him, he starts talking to people. And you're like, where's the shyness at?
Yeah.
He's like, I thought I'd know him. But I can't wait to see what he can do on Mark's Around Table. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know he's going to be one of the people
on there. Yeah.
Because I'm producing it.
Yep.
He didn't tell him.
No, I haven't told him yet.
Well, he probably might be hearing this, so he'll know now.
No, he doesn't listen to
He doesn't show. Listen because he doesn't know how to turn on the radio.
Yeah.
Get it on your phone, dude.
He's like, I have to listen to these episodes? Nah.
I get it on my phone, dude. I listen during work on my
He does a good job with the page.
Yeah.
If you're new, found us on SoundCloud or
Facebook
or whatever.
YouTube, Twitter.
Go onto Insecurity Group. The group page. Add yourself. If you don't like a lot of posts, turn off the posting, check back every once in a while.
If you look at the page on the Facebook search, you'll see there are two Insecurity pages. One of them is under construction. The other one has like 200-something members.
Yeah, 221.
So just go to the more active one for right now.
Yeah. I didn't know that you had to pay all that money to boost... To get people to join.
Yeah, we're probably going to get rid of that one. There's like 10 people on there, so.
Yeah.
Big old.
It's like, why would you want to boost something? Like, I thought it was like a great promotion idea.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, you have to use money. And I'm like.
We have to spend money on this stuff?
Goddamn, we're not
ridiculous.
Ready. Not Vince McMahon.
Dude, we're like a low-budget company.
Yes. None of us are Eric Bischoff. We're not throwing somebody's money away.
What are you talking
away.
About? I thought you made good money where you work. Don't you work at
JB's?
JB's Distributors?
No, I left them.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're Zubering now?
No, I hit 5 years there, and I quit.
Creative differences.
Cashed all your stocks.
Cashed all my stocks out.
Yeah.
And now I'm Ubering 24/7.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get into that place called Amazon, but I'm not sure yet.
Let's get to the Raw results. Okay, Monday Night Raw.
I hope Jeff Bezos hears us.
Yeah. Well, here's the official match results, and then we'll get to the segments and whatnot. Okay, so Jason Jordan, Titus O'Neil, and Apollo Crews versus Elias.
We're gonna talk Anderson about when they did their song.
And Gallows. We'll get to that.
Okay.
Who the hell? Wait a second. Did Jordan, Titus, and Apollo win? Or
yes, they
won?
Did.
Oh my god, they actually won.
Yeah.
No shit.
Elias wasn't the one who got pinned.
Cedric Alexander defeats Jack Gallagher in about 3 minutes. What the hell is that? So much awesomeness in one picture. Yes. Why is George Bush in there? I seriously saw a picture of George Bush.
That was awesomeness.
Sasha Banks defeated Alicia Fox in about 3 minutes.
Okay.
Then we had our Raw Tag Team title match. It was Rollins and Ambrose defeating Cesaro and Sheamus in about 12 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, we got Mickie James and Bayley defeating Alexa Bliss and Emma in about 11 minutes.
That match put me to sleep.
And last but not least, we had League of Nations member Braun Strowman defeating Roman Reigns in about 17 minutes. So, those were the matches.
Did you say League of Nations?
Yeah, he did.
League of Nations, because that's exactly what the super duper Mistourage is right now. It's League of Nations version 2.
Well, Miz, but this is a better team.
How's it part 2? Miz is American. Axel is American.
Cesaro and Sheamus.
Yes.
Okay. There we go. Yeah, Cesaro is Swiss. Sheamus is Irish, and
that the fact that it's basically it's like the super duper Dungeon of Doom. We gotta kill Roman Mania. So.
Oh God. And then you got Kane. He's from like the.
Kane from hell.
From hell.
He's from the dentist office.
Yes. The dentist office of Isaac Jacob.
Yeah. Don't remind me of him. I never went. I hated him.
One day, and then he became like a knight or something like that. And then like.
No, he became fake Diesel.
He was fake Diesel.
No, he was the knight.
Which one?
I don't remember that one.
He was one of the knights.
Yes, he was one of the knights.
Maybe he was the one who was flexing his guns.
I bet it was.
Yeah, you could tell because they were all masked.
And then he did the fake Diesel gimmick.
Fake Diesel.
And then he became Kane. And then he became Kane without a mask. And then he back to Kane with a mask. And then he was no Kane with a mask.
And corporate back to Kane.
He was corporate Kane.
It's like, how many Kanes do we need? Gosh.
That was a creepy gimmick anyway, seeing Kane in a suit and tie.
Goes along with how he actually is.
I was never at PetSmart.
Okay.
Kurt Angle talks. Tables, ladders, and chairs decorate the arena as Angle makes his way through the ring. The old Shield call letters sound off, and the boys make their way through the crowd. Rollins and Ambrose have their gear on. Roman, I guess, has his gear on, too.
Yeah.
They surround the ring, Shield style. Angle gets a little concerned, but then he gives him the mic, and Reigns tells him that was a smart choice. Ooh.
What?
Oh. When they hit the ring, you get out of their yard or they beat your ass. Rollins says they had their first match 5 years ago at TLC as a unit. From that night forward, they dominated. They didn't talk about how they made a tradition of powerbombing Ryback over and over again. Rollins is proud to be back with his brothers. Ambrose is very excited about TLC, but Miz and friends should be afraid of going to war. No one's better than Shield. Ambrose and Miz, he got ahead of himself last week. Doesn't take it back. They didn't get all dressed to talk, and they call out Miz, the Bar, and Strowman. Their TLC opponents arrive. Angle tells them to save it for Sunday and books a tag title match. Yeah, so it was nice to see them come out,
I guess. Yeah.
Sporting their new dog tag merchandise. It's like, yes, remember the buddies on the shop zone.
Yes, shop.
Yeah, and the flak jackets.
Yeah, I'm tired of that. I'm tired of the Shield. See, if the Shield just like blew up tomorrow, I wouldn't care. It's like Dean should turn heel and turn on Seth Rollins, and they can have a WrestleMania match. I think that's what they said somewhere.
You just call him Seth Rollins. Keep Rollins.
Keep Rollins, Rollins, Rollins. Keep Rollins, Rollins, Rollins.
Elias is here to sing a tune. Yay. The good brothers are with him.
Hey, can I sing with him? Can I get my vocal cords together?
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
Nerds. Elias is impressed. They now sing a song for Jason Jordan.
Before I interrupt, I was impressed with them doing the Honky Tonk Man theme. That wasn't bad, believe it or not.
We're the Honky Tonk Man.
Yeah, they need to...
Continue on. I just wanted to say that point. It was actually good how the club did it. It was actually good, believe it or not.
The club. Why can't they just call it the club? Brothers. It's so painful. Make it stop.
Okay.
So Jason, Titus, and Apollo have their match against Elias Anderson and Gallows. Let's see, how do they win? Cruising hits a sit-out powerbomb on... Of course it has to be on Carl Anderson, the jobber of the group.
No, Carl Anderson is an excellent wrestler.
He is an excellent wrestler, but he's a jobber right now, so.
No.
It's like one of these days WWE will be like, oh, let's use the Good Brothers. Why did they call them the Good Brothers? I'm like, why? The club was so much easier.
Yes.
Because then people will go, but then people will look up the club and see the Bullet Club, and we can't possibly have that right now, so.
Yeah, can't call the Bullet Club anymore.
Renee interviews Emma. Emma is sick and tired of hearing... Person typed this out. Emma is sick and tired of hearing about Emma. Yes, I agree with her.
Emma doesn't want to talk about Emma anymore.
Started the revolution, beat four women last week, and is a social media star. Okay, I'm done.
I was already done at that point, too.
We get 2 of 5 highlights. Awesome. Cedric Alexander versus Jack Gallagher. A 3-minute match. He has a lumbar check. Awesome. Did Jack Gallagher hit any headbutts? That's all I want to know. It doesn't say anything. I'm sad. Let's see. Miz TV with Braun. Yay!
Yes.
Miz, Axel, Cesaro, and Sheamus arrive. Miz says they wanted to fight, but Angle refused, fearing that they would shatter the Shield tonight. Miz promised Sheamus and Cesaro will win the tag titles tonight. Sheamus says they will, in fact, shatter the Shield tonight. Okay. And then they promised to expose the Shield as a nostalgia act on Sunday. I'm getting tired of saying the Shield. So out comes Braun. Braun says he's going to shatter the Shield tonight. That's all. Well, can somebody fucking do it? Until they are done forever.
And then we get
A Hulkamania dies. And then Ambrose.
Hulkamania? This is running wild, man.
Ambrose comes out along with Reigns.
Yeah, Gawker. Beat him.
They're all out there. Let's see. Okay, so eventually this leads to...
Miz introducing a fifth person.
Yeah. If Reigns wins the cage match, it goes back to 3-on-3. If they lose...
You add the fifth member.
Yeah.
Well, we already know who it is.
There we go. So, Sasha Banks versus Alicia Fox. Yay. It's a great bank statement. Fox taps. Interview with Sasha Banks with Fox attacks. Awesome. Good for them. Bitches be crazy.
Where's Foxy's shirt?
Yeah, that's right. She finally got a shirt.
I know.
What's it look like? I haven't seen it.
It's a fox lying down, like sexy.
It's not too bad. Enzo talks. Yay. DB's favorite segment.
Hey, can we all be glad he did main event again?
Wait. Enzo was on the show?
He did main event?
Holy crap. I did go downstairs and take a crap.
Hey, we can all say this. He didn't main event 4 weeks straight. That makes us all happy there.
Enzo arrives, does his thing. We get footage of Enzo losing the title. Says he was screwed and robbed of his title and claims that Angle is corrupt. I feel the same way. Says that Mustafa Ali and Kalisto are poor and thieves. Kalisto arrives, says Enzo talks too much. Yay! But at TLC, there will be no more excuses. Wait, Kalisto's talking? I didn't know he did that. When he comes out, the Cruiserweight Champion. Enzo talks about all of his money and says he's a star. Daivari, Nice, Gulak, and Noam Dar arrive and...
They beat the crap out of Kalisto.
They attack Kalisto. Enzo runs him down as they attack. Mustafa arrives, makes a save. He runs wild, takes everyone out until Enzo cuts him off. The heels beat him down as we give him a chance for Neville. Enzo celebrates and lets everybody else do all the work, like usual.
Yes.
And then Enzo hits Soul Food on Kalisto or Eat the Feet. Is that what it is? That's why he's calling Eat the Feet?
I don't know. I don't care about Enzo. It's annoying.
Can we get Neville back?
I hope. That bastard caused them to walk out. Oops, sorry.
Raw tag team title match. It's all good. Let's see. Rollins and Ambrose versus Cesaro and Sheamus. They go for about 12 minutes. Another really good match. And how the hell does this end? Oh, Dirty D's on Cesaro. Boo!
What?
Axel and Cesaro, or Axel gives Cesaro and Sheamus a pep talk backstage. Says he's the fifth man that will be added. He begs Braun to win tonight. Braun, you need to win. I need this.
You need this, man.
And then Braun's all like, or he goes, how's he says? He's like, you know what? I'm going to fight Roman Reigns. I'm going to look for him. I'm going to fight him right now. Well, then go look for him. Why? I can't do it right now. I'm wearing a suit. Axel teases going to find Reigns, and Braun tells him to find him. After some hesitation, they talk Axel into going to find Reigns.
Yeah, we all know where that leads to.
Finn Balor talks to Bray Wyatt. There's not much to say about this. It was one of the worst pieces of shit. You know what? We'll talk about it anyway. We get highlights of Wyatt talking to Sister Abigail last week. Balor arrives and talks about Wyatt's mind games and says he talks about stories of monsters and dead walking the earth, but Sister Abigail makes him believe, and while Wyatt has his tricks, he will slay the monster with a demon of his own.
The Demon King.
His demon has no fear, and he magically transformed back and forth from a demon who wants to meet Sister Abigail. Run. And the demon was very pumpkin-like, I guess, because of the Halloween spirit.
Wait, now he's a Halloween spirit?
Apparently for the month of October, because of Halloween.
End this misery, please. Why has Bray Wyatt not quit yet? Alexa Bliss and Emma versus Mickie James and Bayley. So James lays out Bliss with a chick kick and picks up the win. Axel goes to confront Roman Reigns. Yeah. Miz meets with Braun, Cesaro, Sheamus. They inform Miz that Axel went after Reigns, and Miz knows this will end badly.
It always ends badly.
Mickey and James. Mickey and Bayley talk about their win. So much talking on this show. Where's all the wrestling at? Charlie interviews Mickey about Sunday and says Bliss's words cut her deep and she's proud of who she is and what she's accomplished. She's a mother and loves her son, but winning the title on Sunday, taking it home, will be a huge moment. She will have the last laugh, becoming the 7-time women's champion. Yay. Such inspiration.
Always.
Miz finds Axel hanging from a forklift.
Poor forklift.
How's it hanging, Axel? Axel gets medical attention.
Dude, it was a perfect hang.
Yeah, it was. You could do the old Chucky line. Remember when Chucky killed the dad? He goes, hey, Phil, how's hanging?
Steel cage match, Roman versus Braun, part 50. Okay, let's see. What happens? Oh, okay. We'll cut to the end part.
Yeah, we can go to the part where the Miz set up an ambush, locked the shield in, and then after that, Kane appeared.
Yes. Kane again?
Reigns goes for a Superman punch.
Dude, I know it was going to be Kane, dude.
Follows for two. Kane's music hits, minus the pyro, which makes it a little less epic.
He comes out of the ring.
Strowman, like, charges, gets speared, and then Kane pops up from under his rape hole.
His what hole?
His rape hole. You know how every single time when he tries to grab somebody, pull them down the hole, the guy's like...
So you're trying
to
say, well, the Undertaker did it in 96 to Diesel, so you're going to say Undertaker raped Diesel in 96,
exactly.
Basically.
You see, it's...
Well, actually, that technically is true, because Nash's pants were a little bit ripped off at that point. Yeah. So I can understand
when
that
he's
one.
Grabbing, all of a sudden, the guy that's, like, getting dragged in is like, no! No! Yeah. Please don't rape me!
It's actually true to that. Because the Undertaker did, because Nash's pant leg was ripped off that night when you're out.
So it's
Kane. So it was a rape hole.
So it's Kane and Undertaker's rape hole.
Yes.
Oh, rape hole of hell.
Oh my gosh, you keep on talking about rape. Gosh.
Yes.
And that's exactly. Somebody's going to file sex harassment on somebody.
And that's exactly what happened to Roman. He got raped. He took 2 choke slams, a tombstone, 2 power slams, and took the pin.
He got fucked up.
Yes, even John Cena won't have kicked out, too. Miz officially announces Kane as the fifth man because screw you, Curtis Axel.
And that's the show.
Yep, that's the show.
Rape hole.
I love the absurdness of this main event. It's like they said, nobody's going to buy into the Miztourage. Let's have the super-duper team to end Hulkamania, John Cena's reign, Undertaker's undefeated streak, and Roman Reigns. Yes. And they're still going to lose, so.
Yeah, we could all see Kane getting pinned, because it doesn't hurt Kane.
The ultimate laugh would be if somehow Miz got the win. That would make this the greatest pay-per-view ever.
I would love that, but...
It would make it the greatest pay-per-view ever. Unfortunately...
We know that's not going to happen.
Of course.
I could go in my opinion. I think Kane's going to get pinned. Because what's the point? What's Kane got to lose? He got nothing to lose.
I think Ryback needs to come back for his revenge until he eats another triple powerbomb. I want revenge! Feed me more powerbombs.
I forgot all about that when you brought that up.
Feed me. The Shield
kept kicking his ass.
It was, and then when the Shield turned face and Ryback was a heel, I was like, oh, wait for it, triple power. let's see.
Feed me more, Seymour. Feed me more.
Okay, SmackDown. Welcome to SmackDown, as we get a nice picture of Jinder Mahal. Yay. Okay, SmackDown official results. We had Naomi, Charlotte, and Becky Lynch defeating Natalya, Lana, and Tamina in about 8 minutes via submission. So who got the submission, Charlotte or Becky? Or
Charlotte on Lana.
Yay. Sin Cara defeats U.S. champion Baron Corbin in the non-title match via countout in a minute. Dolph Ziggler defeats Bobby Roode in 4 minutes via pin.
Pulling the tights.
Congratulations, Bobby.
No one, Bobby. Dolph won.
Yeah, I'm saying congratulations, Bobby. Oh. You should have stayed on NXT.
Oh, gotcha now. I gotcha. You're being sarcastic. I just called it.
The Super Duper BFFs, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, defeats Randy Orton and Shinsuke Nakamura in about 13 minutes. Let's see. So let's see what happened on this show. Dan O'Brien is out for the kickoff the show. Michael Cole's on. That's awesome. He's on commentary tonight, replacing face fucker Tom Phillips for a few weeks. Good. Because he's off to fuck some more faces. Dan O'Brien talks. They're in Seattle, so of course Daniel is treated like a god.
Yeah.
Dan O'Brien is a god.
Natalya, Lana, and Tamina versus... Okay, we already got that part. Jinder has a big announcement. Ooh. And Bobby Roode faces Dolph. But now he wants to talk about Sami Zayn, who disappointed him with his actions at Hell in a Cell. Sami arrives, dancing around with his super-duper face music, acting like life is great. Fans are still singing along to it.
It'll get changed eventually.
Brian can't believe he's smiling and dancing like nothing is wrong. Sami says he's still a great guy, a guy that took his career back. He thought Brian would understand, with Sami noting they are somewhat similar, but Sami notes he's still a great in-ring performer. Sami says Brian had the fans. They made him. They are why he main evented at WrestleMania, but they didn't hold up their end of the deal for Sami. They never did what they did for him. He doesn't care anymore. And it feels amazing. Amazing!
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 Exactly. Hashtag amazing.
Exactly. Brian had taken control of his career. He'd feel good as he did if Brian had worked smarter instead of harder. He wouldn't have had to retire in this building. Oh. Which is kind of amusing.
I cried during the retirement segment, dude.
Which is kind of amusing seeing that every single time that Sami and Owens had matches, they would kill each other. Yeah. So.
Not anymore.
Now they're best buddies.
He's my best buddy too.
Well, and his guardian angel too.
Sami says Brian was a once in a lifetime performer. The guy of the generation always wanted to be like Brian, but he couldn't. But now Brian is the last person he would be like, broken and just being a housewife. Ah. Kevin Owens arrives now. Owens laughs and says he's happy for Sami. He calls Brian a pathetic martyr, calls Brian Mr. Bella. Jesus. But now he's a hypocrite. Brian says Owens doesn't care about anyone but himself and resents him because Brian does what's best for the fans. Owens says Brian just does what's best for business right now. Brian is now the authority. Oh, God. Sammy agrees with Owen saying he's right again. They talk some more. Brian says he's going to find some guys to punch in the face.
Punch you in the face.
That's awesome.
Yeah, let's go find two guys to go punch you in the face.
So then we have our six women's tag match.
And we have Carmella doing commentary.
And heard that Lana was really... Who was it on a Facebook post that was like, Lana's really horrible. And you're like, yeah, she's not Enzo. It's like...
Thomas Bolin.
We're not talking about Enzo right now.
Please.
We already know Enzo's horrible. Yes. Let's talk about Lana. Lana's got a nice suplex. She's got a nice suplex. Post-match, Natalya tries to attack with a chair. Charlotte chases her off. Brian runs into Owens and Sammy. Brian says everyone wants to kick their asses, and he's giving them an opportunity against Orton and Shinsuke. And here's Pulp Fashion. Yes! The bulletin board is filled with WWE-themed Tarantino-isms, and the Ascension is here, and they do the cheeseburger gag. Breeze is dressed like Uma Thurman as the Ascension say that 2B is the Bludgeon Brothers. Breeze passes out after eating the cheeseburger, saying he's
gluten-free. Rumor has it they might put Vince McMahon on a fashion file.
Yeah, they're saying that he actually wants to do one. Surprised he doesn't.
I want to do a fashion file, too.
Yes, that would be amazing. They tease... Oh, wait. Breeze passes out after eating a cheeseburger, saying he's allergic to pickles. Aw. They tease the adrenaline needle to the heart gag, and Breeze revives himself and says that the bun was disgusting. The Ascension say it's gluten-free.
Yeah.
And Breeze says they love gluten.
The Ascension, I love gluten, man.
The Ascension just wants to be friends. Baron Corbin versus Sin Cara.
Do we really need to talk about that?
Corn gets counted out. Okay. Renee interviews the Usos. They discuss Gable and Benjamin as their next challengers. They start getting all fired up, saying they feel good. So are they faces now, or are they still heels?
Oh.
The Usos.
I would say tweeners.
Yeah.
I'd go tweeners.
They do a poor imitation of the Usos promo style, saying they will be the champion soon. They fake the Usos out on a handshake and leave. We get a promo for the Bludgeon Brothers.
Yeah.
You see a video of Jinder doing media in India. Yay.
You mean Canada?
Yes. Jinder is here to talk. Yay.
Bless you.
Oh, thank you.
Yep. Mahal talks about being the first ever Indian WWE champion
Canadian. In
this trip to...
Sorry, I'm going to be a dick about this all the time when you say that.
Calgary.
He is from India, Canada.
No, he's from Calgary, Alberta, India.
Okay, fair enough.
He received the hero's welcome.
Oh.
In Canada?
After yes. Talking about a chat with a young, wise boy from Canada. Who said he beat everyone on SmackDown. Mahal says he has a challenge to make. He has a man to fans think is unbeatable. And challenges Brock Lesnar for Survivor Series.
Dead Jinder walking. Come on, we all know he's going to get killed. We all know that. This is going to be funny as hell.
And what happens when he beats him? Because...
If that happens, I'll be shocked. And then I'll be like that shocked Undertaker fan.
I don't know, man. Because they seem to really, really want to get the point down that Jinder is legit. It's just not working.
Yeah, and all we all know this is going to prove is going to downgrade him, and then we can start my X-File when January comes.
So then when Cena returns...
Or AJ.
One can hope. But we already know that the main events for Mania is probably going to be Jinder versus Cena and Roman versus Brock.
Yes.
Because Vince McMahon listens to the fans.
Yeah. And you did a good job on that, Vince.
Hey, what's next?
Well, AJ Styles arrives. He says he must have heard Jinder wrong. Styles says Mahal has never beaten him, which I think is wrong.
No, they never fought before.
I
don't think they had a match.
Who?
Jinder saying he beat AJ. I don't think they've had a match yet.
I don't think they had a match.
That's why I said.
AJ challenges for the title. Jinder says, in his country... Canada. They don't think Styles is worthy of being in the same ring as him.
You.
Jinder calls him delusional and calls Styles a joke. Styles attacks, takes him out, and takes out the Sings. Happy Thanksgiving. Yay. Jinder meets with Ryan and wants action. Jinder says Sunil will challenge AJ in his honor next week. Yay, we actually get to see him wrestle. Wow.
Death to Spot Monkey.
Exactly. Hopefully he won't die off the Styles Clash. Bobby Roode versus Dolph.
Oh, that match was so bad.
Brock Lesnar will be at Raw to respond to Jinder's challenge. Or actually, Brock Lesnar will be there and Heyman will respond to Jinder's challenge. Aiden English is randomly singing backstage, yells at some guys for being on their phone. New Day arrives throwing bootios and playing trombone. They make fun of Aiden and Rusev arrives. He claims it's Rusev Day again. Every day is Rusev Day. Handsome Rusev.
It's Rusev Day.
Ah, so awesome. And Xavier plays Rusev's entrance theme on trombone. And then we get the BFFs versus Randy and Shinsuke. And Sammy with the
heel move with the low blow.
With the super duper heel low blow.
Better than Enzo's.
Into the Helluva kick. I didn't mean to touch you there, sorry. And he covers, and Randy just doesn't care right now. Even in getting pinned, he's just like, fuck my life.
I'm just going to put him over.
I just want to be heel. Like, why can't I use my kick? He could do a charging kick in the corner. I can't do my punk kick.
And Randy's like, fuck it, I'm going to put him over. I'm putting him over.
So you're saying that Randy was like,
fuck it, I'm putting him over. That's what I think.
No. So backstage it was like, no, you're supposed to kick out too. He's like, I don't care.
No, honest truth, I thought Randy was going to turn heel on Shinsuke the way that look was when they came back to those two. It took an attorney to go like, is Randy going to turn heel? Is Randy going to turn heel? But
yeah.
Some of us were thinking that.
No, you know what? That would actually be pretty good because I think Shinsuke is only really good SmackDown brand matches were against Orton, so.
That was just face versus face at the time.
Yeah.
It's just the way how Randy was looking. I'm just saying, if you saw the look that he gave, it was like, do I want to RKO him and go heel? Do I want to RKO him? I want to RKO his ass. I want to do it. I want to do it.
He already did that one time, though.
No, this time it would have been RKO, I'm turning heel RKO. Not, I'm doing an RKO just to go, promote next week's match for a build-up.
So the face RKOs the other face. I'm still a face. Why? Because nobody likes you, you seizure Pokemon-looking fucker. Let's see. And that's the show.
Yeah.
Well, nice,
205?
Forward movement up. Yeah, we can do 205. Why not?
We had to do NXT last week.
Yeah, I have to do NXT. We do Raw and SmackDown. Fuck the other shows. No, we could talk about it. Hold on a second. Let's see. Who are these guys? Oh. This is why we don't do 205.
The official
results. Two matches. Rick Swann defeats Jack Gallagher in 8 minutes.
Okay.
By DQ.
So
we can't even have a...
Let me guess, Gallagher used the umbrella or the Brian Kendrick interfered?
Let's see. How did that happen?
I'm going to say
Rick Swann, Kendrick.
Oh, Kendrick, okay. So I was one out. I was close there.
And then the other match was Kalisto and Mustafa versus defeating Enzo and Daivari.
Did we already have that match a week ago?
Let's see. Kalisto hits the Sleeve the Del Sol on Daivari?
Oh, okay.
Yay.
I thought Enzo was going to take the fall.
NXT report. We get a NXT Women's Title qualifier. Ember versus Ruby versus Sonya Deville. Ember with the eclipse on Sonya.
So she's going to NXT Houston.
The super duper stunner. All right. Aleister Black versus Raul Mendoza.
Oh!
Hmm. Aleister Black wins in about 2 minutes. What's up with all these like two to three minute matches?
I don't know.
Because we don't have enough time with all the hours of television we got.
They only got an hour on the network.
Chris Hero, yay. Cassius Ohno versus Cesaro Bononi. Is that how you say his name?
I was about to say, you said Cesaro went back to NXT to take on Hero? Damn, I wish I would have watched that one.
That would have been awesome. Kings of Wrestling collide. KO with the KO rolling elbow back of the head in about 3 minutes. Somebody just say 3 minutes. Sanity versus the Undisputed Era. Yay. And that match was under 10 minutes. What the fuck is going on here? Let's get some, like, longer matches. This is NXT we're talking about.
Who won that match? Or was it no contest?
The Authors of Pain hit. No.
I think they're going to show up.
Sanity wins by DQ.
Do you think they're going to show up?
What, on the main roster?
Arthur Payne?
They're due any time now.
What, on the main roster?
This Sunday.
I don't know about Sunday.
Because they could join the Shield.
Now, they need to turn them face.
They need to be heel.
They got to stay heel. And another thing is, I don't see Ellering.
They're so much better as
heel. No, I'm just saying because they got the
I get where you're coming from. I get where you're coming from.
Yeah, they're what happens when you combine the Shield with D'Lo Brown, the authors of D'Lo.
Yeah, but that's bad to turn. They gotta stay heel.
We went over those results. What else we got here? We got Ring of Honor.
Ring of Honor.
Why not? Why the hell not?
Yeah, now he's gonna do every promotion while we're out there. We might as well just do TNA.
Well, because we got to talk about Cody.
Cody.
No, fuck TNA. Or or GFW or whatever
they call it. Yeah, TNA again.
Yeah, fuck TNA.
Kushida went to
Japanese name.
God bless you versus Scorpius.
There we go.
Kushida.
Sounds like worse. I'm getting racial.
Versus Scorpio Sky went to a contest in about 3 minutes. Cody defeats Cheeseburger. He defeated that Cheeseburger good in about 5 minutes. The Kingdom defeats Search and Destroy. Okay. Let's see. Oh. Bully Ray. Aw, Bully Ray.
He retired.
Yeah. He's selling the concussion from Death Before Dishonor, wearing sunglasses, asking for new music, and for the lights to be turned down due to his condition. He loves the fans, as he'd love to say when he will get his revenge on Jay Briscoe, but now he's considering stepping away because he has no real choice but to think about his health and family. Thanks to his fans and says he'll see them down the road. Mark Briscoe arrives and says he has his back and that Bully's issues are with Jay. I can't believe the Briscoes are still around.
Hey, the Briscoes been around for a long time.
Yep.
A lot of respect for them.
Still don't know what part of Delaware they're from. Is it population 2 or something?
I bet they're from Middletown.
Middletown? Okay.
There's some farms there.
Yeah. I would say Middletown.
Hey, guys. You need some work? I work at Amazon. Instead of working at Walmart with Justin Credible. No, it's Target.
He works at Olive Garden. That's where Justin Credible really worked. He worked at the Olive Garden. Same with Virgil. He did that, too.
I want to see Scott Hall working at, like, a Pizza Hut. Be like, hey, yo, would you like some pepperoni, Chico? Let's see. We got, okay, we got news. See? Here we go.
There we go.
AJ Styles incorrectly claimed that on SmackDown that Jinder hadn't beat him. Well, you know what? Storyline-wise, he hasn't beat him. He doesn't deserve to beat him. AJ Styles' promo on his segment with Jinder on SmackDown contained a mistake, specifically when he claimed Jinder has not beaten him. Styles came out during the Hall segment and says he hasn't beaten him.
Which we all knew that.
Unfortunately, this isn't true. Styles faced Mahal in an episode of SmackDown back in May. I don't even know where Sandy Fork is.
Wait, they fought in May?
So they fought on an episode of SmackDown in May. A loss after the Singh brothers. I don't care about Delaware. Yes, no. I just always wonder, like, where are the Briscoes? So we can, like, go to their place.
Find their location?
Yeah, so we can go to our place and be like, yo, what's going on? This is the Enziguri. Can we have an interview?
What's up? Tomorrow?
I don't know, man. Like, which Briscoe is it? Like, one of them acts like they're cool as fuck. The other one acts like a douche.
Maybe it's Jay.
Like, the one that was, like, the one that said, "You're not going to teach my kids that it's okay to be gay. Fuck y'all!" Like, and then he had to apologize or something. Because ROH's CEO is, like, a homosexual or something.
Dude, D-Walk had to do the same thing. But it was all about Peanuts. He had to apologize to the Peanut characters. Do you remember that?
What? What the fuck are you talking about?
Watch your language. You're
so Styles faced
Mahal. Kids are watching.
On an episode. Hey, no kids listen to this. Shit, my fuck, poor bastard.
My niece is going to hear this.
Okay. I take it back. Styles faced Jinder on an episode of SmackDown back in May and lost after the Singh brothers distracted Styles. Kevin Owens came out, hit Styles with a U.S. title, give Mahal the win, and it was from May 16th. 2017.
Okay. Then he was right then. All right. I forgot all about that. All right.
Yeah. AJ got beat so hard he forgot about that match.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I forgot about that match.
I forgot all about that.
We forgot about it too. It got erased. It got deleted.
Deleted? Did you say deleted?
Deleted.
Yeah. Was it obsolete too?
Let's see.
Could it be broken?
Braun Strowman rips critic on Twitter. Kelly on Heyman's response to Jinder and flashback fries. Okay, I just want to sit apart with Braun. Braun Strowman responded to a fan who took a shot of him on Twitter. The Twitter user told Strowman that he should go back to being a rosebud, prompting Strowman to post. Keep posting pictures holding stuffed animals and hiding behind your keyboard, dork, and I'll keep main eventing everything. Roar!
Oh, poor...
Braun.
No, I just think WWE is just trying to get rid of all the rosebuds. They're all getting released. Simon Gotch.
Oh, yeah. We need him back. We need him to hit Enzo with the
Jimmy Jacobs.
Yeah. Well, Jimmy Jacobs shouldn't have got fired, all because he wanted to hang with his pals.
Cody Rhodes comments on how much money he makes post-WWE.
Ooh.
Does he actually say how much?
I don't think he's going
to. $2.50.
There's been a lot of talk about how much money people can make after leaving WWE, people like Cody Rhodes. When someone leaves WWE, there's a big demand. Okay, No, this is actually him talking. There is a big demand to use them right away. Guys that build good reputations and don't charge too much can continue to get full-time bookings at that price. With other talents, the demand falls and you have to drop your price and you will get full schedule bookings. When questioned on Twitter, Cody spoke out about how well he's doing compared to when he was with WWE. He goes, "Hate to be tacky, but I make triple per match now versus when I was with WWE, and ROH offered me double my downside. Success shouldn't bother you." Good for him.
Yes.
Plus he gets these wonderful shirts.
The American Nightmare.
Yep.
So, anything else?
Yeah, sure. Oh.
I did read something that Shawn Michaels is refereeing an NXT match.
I heard Drew McIntyre's.
Yep, versus Adam Cole.
Well, we've all seen Shawn Michaels officiating in the past.
We don't want to see
Can I say this one? Enzo Amore reportedly is not allowed in the WWE locker room because his sword, it wasn't too long. Because Roman Reigns is like, "You're not allowed in here."
Tell everybody why he's not allowed. You already know before we even read this article.
Yeah.
Come on. Talk about your love of Enzo Amore and why he needs to go away.
You know why he needs to go away? Because he keeps opening up his mouth because thinks he's better than everybody. "Look at me. I can go to boxing matches, UFC matches. With all the money I make, I'm better than all you guys." And then he hit the ropes wrong and then he had a long concussion.
Keep going. This is awesome.
What? Yeah, keep going, dude.
What?
Keep talking.
Oh, you want me to keep talking?
Yeah, keep talking about Enzo.
He doesn't know how to spell soft, right? It's S-W-A... No, it isn't! It's S-O-F-T, you dumbass!
Keep it going.
And over here, this is Jersey. This is where I dropped my bike off. And over here is my... I don't know. I don't know what to say. I that's all I'm done with. I don't know. Like, I really, really hate the guy, but, like...
I think it's hilarious, though. I think it's hilarious how all these people are up and leaving. Enzo was getting his ass fucking beat every fucking week. And he's like, you know what? And this is why I'm still around.
Yeah, I was the champ.
Man.
Screw you, Neville. Actually, you know what? So that is the topic. The thing that people were thinking probably initially about, like, you know, oh, Neville, like, you know,
didn't want to drop the title Enzo.
No, there was an article talking about this where he said that he initially had been frustrated with his position with the company ever since WrestleMania, for the same reason Austin Aries was pissed off because the pre-match not being included on the DVD. So he didn't get the royalties.
He didn't get anything. Oh, yeah, I'd be pissed, too.
See, that's not fair. Like, you're wrestling three matches of WrestleMania. Three matches in pre-show.
So, wait, I would say the same thing at SummerSlam,
too. You should be getting on the pay-per-view, and you should be getting that revenue.
Yeah, because SummerSlam, he was pre-show again.
It's guaranteed that if you're on 205 Live in general, you ain't making shit. So...
No.
But Vince McMahon doesn't have any anything to believe that 205 is going to be good. We love 205.
I thought that when Enzo, or when...
Really, you're going to hear what straight face and say that.
I thought that when Neville was, like, whooping Enzo's ass or whatever, like, on one of the last episodes...
That was funny, like, when he was getting his ass kicked.
No, but when he was, like... I think everybody was like, oh, this is a way of getting, like, Neville off the cruiserweight, like, you know, division... And then the next episode, he was still on 205 or whatever. So I think maybe that was also a sign to him going, this would have been a perfect time to put me on the main roster.
Put me back on the main roster.
And you still have me here. Why? There's nothing left.
That's what I would have thought, too. Hey, he drops the title to Enzo. Okay, I go back to the main roster.
See, I would love to see Enzo. Not Enzo.
Neville.
I know you would love to see Enzo. You talk about him all the time.
I would love to see
Neville. He'd love to see him get Neville his ass kicked.
Versus Kalisto. Or Neville versus Tony Nese. Something
Drew Gulak.
Drew Gulak. There's so many good wrestlers on 205.
But we've already seen him whoop everybody's ass on 205.
But he was the king. But you still can have great matches with all these people.
I mean, if you
look at WCW. WCW had the same match over and over and over again. But what did we do? We loved them. We love Jericho versus
Hoovy.
La Parca Jr. and Hoovy Dude. Guerrero.
Quasi-juice. That's what he called him.
Quasi-juice. And, why am I copying what he says?
You remember the promo The Rock did to Jericho, right? Talking about Hoovy?
Yeah. Hoovy? He said, yeah, well, you were fighting someone named Hoovy to Guerrero.
Yeah, he was like, you think you impressed a great one just because several months ago down south you were beating up some jabroni named Juventude?
It's the sad thing is, he had better matches than The Rock had in 15 minutes of his career. Is that too soon?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Who did have great matches? Better than Rock's 15 minutes of fame.
I wasn't a big Hoovy fan. Except for his 450 knee drop.
Dude, that 450 knee drop is nice.
Along with all the other cruiserweights that always like did their moves onto the knees, like Billy Kidman and his shooting star knee press.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, you ever see Billy Kidman like do the shooting star and hit the ropes instead?
Yeah.
That was fucking funny.
See, he was Enzo before Enzo was.
There's a lot of people who were Enzo.
Except Billy Kidman did have a hot girlfriend back then.
Tori Wilson?
Yes.
Yeah. What about his feud with Hulk Hogan?
Do we really want to talk about that? That was so bad.
Are we going right to the topic? Because we can go right there. Remember Hulk Hogan got so mad and he walked off?
Yeah, because he kept losing to Kidman.
Yeah,
he'd be pissed off too.
Yeah, he lost to Kidman. Then he was gonna have to literally drop the. He was gonna have to literally lose to Jeff Jarrett.
And he was like,
"Actually, the beach." He's like, "Fuck this, creative control."
Fuck you, Vince Russo.
I'm getting creative control.
I'm quitting.
See, I'm on Twitter going off and on with Vince Russo, but he hasn't wrote back to me.
Did he block you?
No, not yet.
Because it'll say if it's somebody's blocked.
Yeah. And like I keep on saying, dude, I hate Vince Russo, but I'm a big fan of Vic Venom.
Well, that's why he's not blocking you, because he's like, oh, sweet, I got a fan.
Like I did at TNA pay-per-view.
Vic Venom!
Vic Venom! But, yeah, so, like people that leave companies because they're so pissed off because they're not getting pushed.
Like Austin did. We could talk about. Why bring up Austin?
Austin.
But it's not because he was getting pushed. It was because he was
pissed Austin off. Was getting denigrated to the mid card at that point.
He was pissed off about.
Turned heel. That was the one thing he should have never have done.
But he said at the time, he said that he was actually all about that.
Yeah, he was.
But then when he talked about it later.
He said he regrets it.
He was like, yeah, you know. I remember when WrestleMania happened and it was like, oh, why did they not do this? This would have been so awesome. Because at that point in time, they were all like, you know, the.
No, here's WrestleMania 17, which should have happened. This is how I would do this, how it should have happened between Austin. Austin should have took on Triple H for the title. Meaning Triple H beat Kurt Angle at the Royal Rumble. Then it would have been Austin versus Triple H. And Austin finally beats the game. And he gets the title. Because Triple H had already beaten him two times. At that time, they were putting Hunter over.
But you know what would have been awesome, though?
What?
Keep the match the same. Like, the Rock versus Austin. Okay. Have everything be the same. And then at the very end, he stuns Vince. Like, after all the shit where it's like, oh my god, Stone Cold sold his soul to the devil, then he stuns Vince.
Then it'd be like, oh, audible.
Well, it was the same thing, like, what happened with, on the Raw the next night, when he was kind of the promo and everything.
Yeah.
And it looked like he was going to do something, but then he was like, you guys think I'm going to do something? Like, I'm going to listen to you guys? Oh, what? No. Oh, no, he wasn't doing what? Not at that point, so.
Yeah, that's when he was full of heel at that point.
Yeah. I loved heel Austin, though. He was so awesome.
I never had a problem with it. I just like the fact when he beat the crap out of Michael Cole was funny.
Yeah.
We would have never got what out of him.
That was pretty awesome. Michael Cole getting his ass beat is just awesome in
general. What?
Exactly.
CM Punk.
Oh, yeah.
Walked out because he wasn't happy where he was.
No. And then I don't blame him. CM Punk had a legitimate walkout.
And then Daniel Bryan took his storyline and took on Triple H. Yeah. WrestleMania, so he, in my words, he screwed up.
Well, did anybody know about CM Punk had a staph infection? Nobody knew about that.
But, he didn't hear his podcast. But when you go to the doctors, you're going to tell them what is wrong.
Yeah, WWE. So, he's saying WWE doctors fucked up saying, hey, they didn't know he had a staph infection.
They must have had the same doctors that they have at Amazon. Amcare.
Like the whole thing, you're going to go into the... You're going to go to an office and go, hey, I have this blah, blah, blah going on right here. Yeah, okay, let's look at it.
Yeah.
Okay, I need you to go to the doctors. Check this out a little bit more because I don't have any machines in this building.
Yeah.
So if CM Punk did his job and go to the ER to make sure what's wrong with him, then he wouldn't have this problem right now.
But he wasn't thinking because he was so agitated. He was angry at Ryback taking years away from his life.
Yeah.
Dude, Ryback is still green. He still thinks people like him. I don't know who's worse, him or MVP. I don't know.
MVP's lazy, dude. He snubbed us.
I love the fact that right after Ryback actually was showing improvement, he had some good matches with Kalisto, if you look at him before he left.
Yeah.
But it was like, hey, he's actually not horrible in the ring. Now we're not going to do anything with him.
Yeah.
When he was green as fuck and was injuring everybody, we're going to push him.
Yeah.
But CM Punk screwed up, really. He just walked out. Didn't Ryback walk out, too?
No, Ryback got released.
He asked for his release.
I think asked for his release.
He asked for his release.
So that's the same thing in walking out.
Well, the thing with Punk, though, when he left was that... Because, he said, oh, you're going to have your match with Triple H at Mania. And Punk was like, I don't care.
I don't need to wrestle you. You need to wrestle me.
He didn't want to wrestle Triple H.
Yeah, and regardless, he was going to go over anyway.
But he had that storyline going on anyway with him, Nash, all them guys. You know what I mean? Like, dude, it makes sense for a storyline. But
he didn't want to do it.
And then like, he gets fired on his wedding day.
Because he didn't get his ice cream bars.
And he gets his ice cream worse.
Yeah.
But I like Punk. He's a great wrestler, but I have to say, like...
He turned his back on us.
He turned his back on the fans. And why am I going to support a guy? Dude, I would support Chris Benoit before I do CM Punk.
You would support a murderer?
Yes.
It got real quiet.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, because of what I just said.
No, literally. Dude, I will take... Chris Benoit, at least Chris Benoit, loved his fans and he didn't turn his back. He just killed people.
And then he killed his wife and his kid.
Wow. I gotta quote that one. He loved his fans. He was a murderer, but it's okay.
Oh my lord.
We need a meme.
Not that kind of meme. Oh yeah, not that one.
He loved his fans.
Who cares if he was a murderer?
Doesn't matter.
Wow.
Dude, this just got fucking dark all of a sudden.
Dude, like, no, you know I'm losing
my train of thought now. I'm like, who else quit?
Yeah, let me think. Who else?
You know I'm fucking with you guys, yes. Right? It's people in there.
I don't know, dude.
Why would I pick Chris Benoit, dude? Not really. Dude, I would have went with Ahmed Johnson over it.
Remember when Kurt Angle left?
Well, he got fired.
He got released.
Because he failed a drug test.
No, what happened was, hold on, it wasn't specifically that. It was, there was a point in time when, because he was in ECW or whatever.
Yeah, and his neck was hurting him, and I do recall he was taking a lot of pills.
And he said that he wanted to cut back on his schedule, but Vince didn't want him to cut back on his schedule. I think he did just ask for his release. I mean, because at that point in time, Vince was saying, like, you know, oh, go to rehab, do all that stuff. You could do it on our dime or whatever. But he was just like, I just gotta go. So.
All right.
Like, and then that's when it was like, oh, I'm gonna take my time off. I'm gonna go to TNA now. So. Yeah, because Angle, around that time, was in the Benoit territory. Everybody was like, is he gonna be the next one? Is he going to be the next one to kill somebody? No, he really was, because, like, he was on the death watch. Like, you know, so that's why...
I think Jeff Hardy was on that list, too.
So that's why WWE was, like, basically, like, let's just not worry about having, you know, an Olympic gold medalist die under our watch. They could die under Dixie's watch.
Or worse. We have another Benoit.
But then
we bring in a Benoit.
But then Dave would be happy because he loves Benoit.
Yes,
because the murderer that loves his fans.
Dude, you're still the one that has his CD still out.
It's a drink coaster. Best drink coaster ever. I think it was J-Ho, where, like, when I showed a picture, I was like, "Look at this drink coaster," and he gave it a frown. I was like, "What, are you angry? I mean, he's a murderer. I could put my drink on him."
Yeah, there you go. Hey.
We haven't had him on for a while. We need to talk to him.
Who?
J-Ho.
Because he's busy. Let's see, what else? Why do I got a picture of Enzo on my computer? He's looking very
because
angry.
Because we were doing the
sticking his
news.
Microphone in his mouth.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Okay, who else walked out and quit?
We
said Austin. We said CM Punk. We said, Kurt Angle.
I think Paul Heyman walked out on ECW and showed up at WrestleMania 17.
Well, they went back, bro.
I still think it's hilarious, that whole story. That's why, like, you know, when people are like, oh, Paul Heyman's awesome, he's like, he's a fucking asshole.
Yes.
There's a lot of people on TNA. A lot of people on TNA walked out.
Everybody walked out on TNA. AJ.
No, he was released.
Bobby.
He was released.
AJ got released. I thought that he just.
I thought AJ quit. That's what I took it as.
From what I remember, when his contract was, well, his contract was up. What happened was they were trying to cut back on their budget, and they were gonna ask AJ to take a real big pay cut, and he was like,
hell no.
I'm one of the biggest stars in this company, and you're gonna ask me to take less than, like, I don't know, Hulk Hogan, who can't really do shit these days.
Yeah.
So.
No.
So he was like, ah, fuck this. It was really depressing watching him around that time, too, because he looked like he just didn't give a shit.
No, he didn't care.
They're running around right now saying Nia Jax walked out, but she took a leave of absence.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were, like, the rumor was that it's like, oh.
I don't feel happy what I'm doing.
Do you consider Scott Hall and Kevin Nash walking out on WWE when?
We talk about 96?
Yeah. Because, like, their contract was up, but they still could have signed. And
they were thinking, like, I think Nash I think it was Hall that signed, but Nash, did, he signed like right afterwards.
Yeah, Hall was already on his way out because Hall and Nash, I mean, Hall and Nash had their, both had their last matches in your house.
And if you listen to one of those, if you listen to one of the Kevin Nash interviews, he talks about like around that time where he said that there was issues going on with Bret Hart or something. And
yeah, because Bret had, at that time, had left, well, did his work storyline.
Okay, the Radicals, Benoit, Dean Malenko,
Saturn,
and Eddie. They all walked out.
After sold out.
After the meeting, and they left and got a job.
Screw you, Shane Douglas. We don't need you.
Well, Douglas wouldn't have fit in because he already burned
Douglas
the
actually, I think he wanted to go too, but they were like, we ain't done with you.
No.
So.
And because of the whole Dean Douglas thing, I think Douglas probably forgot
and
about
there's
it.
And there's another one, Raven. He walked out too.
Which one? Oh, he walked out WCW.
Yes.
Yeah, when he came back to ECW when him and Dreamer 99. Won the belts.
Yeah.
Big holy shit moment there.
We got Steve Austin.
Yep. We said
the Ultimate Warrior. I forgot about that.
Which time?
Yeah, he did it in 91.
Then 96. And 96.
Yeah, because when he had his return with
the when he had the Warrior Hogan University versus... and the comic book, and then he
when did he return? It was 96. The first time. It was when Hogan versus Sid had a match.
Yeah, that was WrestleMania.
And then
92.
And then like when Papa Shango came out or whatever, he misses Q. Like it was just it was a big clusterfuck. So
Hulk Hogan was one.
Yeah.
He walked out of WWE and the last one, we
you
just said
Savage. Randy walked out of WWF. If you want to call that one in 94.
Yes, I think that.
So would you constitute that as a walkout, or because then after that he went to WCW in 94.
Basically, what happened with that was that he still wanted to wrestle, and Vince was like, "No, we're gonna have you do commentary." It was like,
and an office job, basically.
And he was like, "No, I still want to wrestle," so he went.
I heard the rumor I heard was he was supposed to do a program with Shawn Michaels. That was a rumor. At around 93, 94, he was going.
I think the only time they actually ever had a match, it was like a house show.
Yeah, that was it.
So. Yeah, one of those.
Didn't Brock Lesnar and Goldberg walk out, or they're both their contracts were off?
Their contracts were off.
Yeah,
like
Brock was going to the Minnesota Vikings at that point.
And Goldberg, when he first signed, already had a limited amount of dates, and like he was just there for a year. So. Yeah.
Sergeant Slaughter, 94.
Oh yeah, he walked out. First time Slaughter walked out, remember, because of the whole G.I. Joe thing.
Yeah. That was the only thing I talked about when I met Slaughter. G.I. Joe. I'm like, I could have talked about anything else.
She brought up G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe. I brought up G.I. Joe.
Good thing you didn't bring up the Iraqi thing.
No, like he was one of the best heels in the business.
Yeah, he was.
With his atomic noogie.
Atomic Noogie!
I can't do the Million Dollar Dream. I gotta do Atomic Noogie. Who else quit? There's gotta be like somebody in there that we're not thinking about.
Okay.
What about when Shane McMahon just randomly decided, you know what, I'm gonna step down?
He did, and then did his own thing. He just like left.
Because he was like, you know, I'm tired of like, you know,
I'm tired of this.
The wrestling business. I want to go out on my own. So. Yeah, and from all accounts, of course, Vince McMahon was not too pleased with that. So
no, he wasn't.
It's like, what are you talking about?
But he's back now, so it's like.
Bruce Prichard, he walked out. I'm just saying, he walked out of the WWF.
A lot of people walked out.
I'm saying...
Lex Luger walked out, remember? And went right into...
WCW.
His contract wasn't up yet. Like, his contract was, like, up, like, 6 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But he just left.
Yeah, when he showed up on the first episode of Nitro.
Yeah.
With, what was it? Pillman versus Liger was the first match. So what's the total package doing here? My goodness.
And Ric Flair, not Ric Flair. Yeah, Ric Flair did WCW.
No, Ric Flair was getting sued for breach at that point.
Didn't he, like, leave them because of all that and then went to WWE in 91?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Ric Flair walked out.
He got sued because he still had the belt.
Yeah.
He did walk out because he wanted to go. He wanted to go see his son wrestle, so he walked out.
Yeah, that was when Bischoff was doing it for Breach.
Oh, yeah.
That was the second time. Because the first time you brought up was he took the WCW belt with him, and they always censored the belt.
Well, he owned that belt, but it was like a big legal issue with that.
Yeah, that's why they always used to censor.
It was the logo on the belt. I mean, that's...
Yeah. But then the other time was, when he wanted to see his... I forgot about that, and then...
That's when Bischoff suited for Breach.
And that's when he eventually did come back, and Tony Schiavone was like, I know I'm used to saying overkill, but this was the greatest moment in our sport when, Flair was, going off on Bischoff.
Oh, yeah.
That was a great moment.
So, what's next? Fantasy?
What's your fantasy?
What's my fantasy?
Let's talk about the Fantasy League.
Fantasy
League.
What's
going on with it?
Oh, we posted up the rankings.
Yeah, who's in the top five?
Kevin Bender. He's not going.
Okay,
anywhere.
You know what? Top six.
So Kevin Bender is in first place with 852. He's in the lead. Anthony Cumberson came in second with 780. This guy named Dave Walker somehow was 770. I don't know who that guy is. I heard he's like a guy from Texas, or he works for Texas Cowboys or something like that.
The Texas Cowboys. Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know. George Bonnarino is tied fourth.
Conspiracy.
With 766.
Third.
And Rich Antonio is fifth with 766. And then we got James Weiss at 761. Sixth place.
Hey. Did I finally move out of the basement? Am I in the top 30 now?
You are 23.
Yes! It's a lot better than I was a couple of pay-per-views ago.
No, so. you were literally at 23 last pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Yes!
Hey, at least you didn't quit on the league.
Yeah, you're still in the same spot because I do have the last rankings next at the end right there, so I change them every time.
Why the hell do I keep the same standing? That doesn't make any sense.
Because Loops moved up, and you...
Fuck Loops.
Damn.
Whoever Loops is.
Loops.
Mike LePage.
That's who we're going to their house on Sunday.
I thought you said Loops. I'm like, oh, Lupia. My God.
We call him Loops.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought you ever take that back now. Just said.
DB Richards is in eighth place.
Fuck him.
746. I'm going to hit you with your own briefcase.
I don't even have it on me.
JCL is in 18th space. You remember, it's close to him.
Yeah.
Could you take him?
No.
No? He's at 687.
Nope. Not happening. What's going on for the end of the year prize? Did you say that you're going to get one of those boxes or some shit?
That's next year. I'm going to do the box next year. Mm-hmm. Next year. Just because we're...
Okay, so I'm trying to figure this out because I was talking to Joe Masano on here, and he was asking, he was like, what's going on with all the other stuff? Because I know that we went over the rules, and of course I was being a shit last night or whatever. So the draft league idea, that's next, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because I wasn't too sure about that.
Yeah, I just...
Because I remember that you were just like, we're not going to do that now.
Yeah, I nicked it.
Is there any update on... Like, was there going to be an entry fee league at all next year?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm thinking of something else.
I need
everybody's help on this.
The idea that I kept pitching, though, and I'm saying this again, was that, you keep the leagues identical. You don't change them. Because you don't want to, put more attention on one than the other. Because... they're both going to get the same amount of attention. One's going to be casual play. There's not going to be people that want to, spend money on it. But then there's going to be people that are like, hey, if I could throw in $5 and possibly win, whatever,
Okay, my question is, if we can get more people into this, our page, I will think about putting money.
What is this, a negotiation?
No.
You already got all
these
people that are specifically around just for the league, so...
I know, I do,
you could probably take at least half of those people and be like,
We can put up a poll, see if anybody will put up money for this league right here.
Be like, hey, how many people will put in $1? How about $2? $3? Oh, no, that's too much!
Like, how much would you put in the league? like, send it to blah, blah, blah address. We'll get a P.O. box and thing, and people put send their fees and put in a bank account.
Now, you know what you do? You set up your on the Snap account, which is another reason why people would actually friend us on Snapchat. They have an option where you can send money through there.
Really?
Of course, the amusing part will be if, like, you know, you go through your bank or whatever, and the bank is like, why do you have all these mini transactions? Are you a drug dealer?
Yeah.
On Sundays.
Yeah, exactly.
So, we can figure it out. We can put a poll up. Let's do a poll. We'll see if anybody, by the end of the year, like, see if anybody will do this. If anybody says no, we can put a yes and no. And then, after that, we get the yes and no. And if everybody says yes, and there's a couple of no's, would you put up $5, $10, $20, and that's it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The one thing that you have to make clear, though, and like I said,
$20 will get more stuff, like, well, shirts. You get a...
$20 would be too much, though. We're talking, like, microtransaction amounts of money. Like, yeah. I mean, somebody could literally just be like, you know what, big deal. Like, you know, instead of like, oh, I don't know if I can invest this much. Like,
if somebody goes, I'm going to help out, and the people that can't put up money, well, here's $20 to put it in there. And it's like $5 to put in. Yeah, I mean.
Well, the one thing that I was mentioning before was that for, so the whole idea was that the one league would be 12 months, or it'd be WrestleMania to wrestle, like, you know, that would be one season, but then the other one could be like done quarterly, so you could have like four prizes, and then like, but you know what? For the casual, for the other league, the one that's already in place, there's also a prize for that. So you're going to get a prize regardless.
Yeah, you know? But I really don't want to, like... I'm going to try out next year because James Weiss is making a new system for the pay... For putting system? The... Yes, it's a new system. Because it didn't add up points and stuff like that, this one's going to add points up. If you get the one right, it's going to come down and, like, points will be in.
What are you using? Excel?
Yeah, we're putting all that together. Right now.
What bootleg spreadsheet program are you using now?
Like, right now, I'm just using Excel. I'm not using anything special. James is just putting everything together.
Yeah, he's just typing
it up. He's just typing everything up.
Oh, okay, so you're like, I don't have a program. I have James.
I have James.
That's my program.
That's my program right now. Yeah. No, but James is not. Literally, he's putting, like, little things in for point-wise, you know what I mean? And it's going to come up at the end. It's going to, like, add everybody up right away. So it's not going to make me go count everything up.
I see I see you twitching over there. You're like, you don't understand all these points and everything. It's driving me crazy.
No, like, I'm literally want to see how his system's going to work out and see what it does. And then we can totally think about, because I want to make it perfect. And we need to sit down and
put... No. We're not even going to say perfect, because you just told me the other day, stop trying to make everything perfect. Stop trying to make everything Kirk Hennig.
It's so weird because, like one of these days we all need to sit down and put all the bonus questions together.
Do we have to?
Yes. We need all this done. We need to sit down and do it, I think.
But you see, Aaron,
because I want them to be ready, so.
But my questions, you would be like, dude, that's so stupid.
Like, how many times is he going to hit a chair or shot to the dude's head? Zero.
No. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, okay, so we have the typical questions, like, the one that I always get pissed off that you said that George came up with, like, you know, are the heel referees going to interfere, or the heel managers going to interfere? Yes, they are.
Yes.
That's stating the obvious.
Or, well, no, let's not bring up the other bonus question where we get into the big-ass argument.
No, we're not going to talk about that, but the thing I was talking to Dave, no, the thing I was talking, no, shut up, see?
We're not doing that. That's why I just said, I said we're not bringing it up. No,
but I would come up with the dumb shit questions. You're like, I don't want to do that. It's stupid. Like, when Finn Balor comes out, how many times is he going to pop his collar?
Oh, God.
Come on. But, dude, you know, but it's like,
I because then I had to, like, keep my eye on how many times he's going to pop his stupid collar.
But, dude, it's just for his entrance,
yeah,
though.
The next thing you're going to say, okay, how many times did a New Day go feed bootios to the fans?
No. But then, you know what? Then somebody would have an argument about that. They'd be like, what qualifies as popping a collar? Even when he just goes like this? Or does it have to be like this?
Oh, yeah. What call that? No, not starting that again. What?
How many times is Enzo going
to... So, we're one of these days, we're going to sit down, and we're going to, like, put all the bonus questions for next year ready, all written out, and we're not going to totally go, okay, we're going to do this, this, and that. So like, soon he's going to go, how many times Dusty Rhodes' name is going to be mentioned at the next pay-per-view? Four.
what was the one that there was one pay-per-view when you were like, give me some questions, and when I gave you the questions, you were like, dude, no. Like, one of them was like, how many Superman punches are we going to see? And like, people were like, we're going to see five. Like, I think somebody was like, maybe two.
Somebody
like,
put down, yeah, somebody did put two, but yeah. Somebody put down eight.
That's realistic there.
Yeah,
it was. Yeah, that is.
But then we had to count every super punch, and I'm like,
dude, this is irritating.
This is so fucking.
But he only hit like two of them.
So, yeah, he did.
So it wasn't a big deal. Because he wasn't facing Brock. Brock would have been at least like half a dozen.
Half a dozen. It'd
have been eight.
Yeah, just to put him down to one knee. My God, he's got him down.
But yeah, like, I don't think that would be bad, but it's like.
But with questions like that, like when you have to give a number answer or whatever, you could be like, okay, whoever gets the right answer, like if he hits five of them, you get 5 points.
Yeah.
I don't have my computer with me, but I did change up the point system. For next year, I have every pay per view is gonna be like a cup, like you know, like a NASCAR kind of thing, like a cup, like whoever's the winner, you know what I mean, blah blah blah, but whatever, yeah. I don't know.
Yes, yeah. I agree.
Oh, okay, good.
There we go.
He looked at me. I'm like, oh, what the fuck is going on here?
Because you start.
No, like, you know how they have a cup, and I'm going to have, like, whoever wins is the winner of that pay-per-view. Let's say you win NXT. NXT, boom. And 5 points comes right to you just because you hit the winner. Yeah. If you get a perfect score, you get 10 points. So everything else is the same. We got something new. It's optional. You don't have to do it, but it's 1 point. Every pay-per-view, it's 1 point every time. You can pick the pin, submission, DQ, count out, whatever you want to pick.
And that person has to be the winner.
And that person has to be the winner.
Damn it, whatever happened to the... Do you remember the other thing I was talking about as far as the pinfall submission like thing that you just said? You remember that idea?
Yeah.
What was it?
I'm using it. That's what I'm using for your thing. What? To the league. I'm using this for the league.
Yeah, but does that add, like, okay, you get 1, 2, or 3?
No. It's only 1 point. It's optional. It's optional 1 point because it's complicated a little bit.
It's just... There's some... You will get people that... Don't you want to see people rage? Rage quit.
What? What even rage quit?
Like people that go, no, we I did, got that this person
we
won.
We did.
I got that they did this, but I got this one wrong.
We did have two people quit already. They're like, we're done for the year.
Yeah, Krista's a quitter. We all know that. Hey, she did quit.
You don't say that on air, dude. She doesn't want to do it anymore. She wants to enjoy wrestling without.
All right, I'll take that back then. That's not
and then we have somebody else that quit because, and then you got people that.
Can she please post our podcast episodes on Twitter, pretty please, in between the Matt Hardy tweets and the New Day Bootio Instagram pictures? Thank you.
Like literally, like there's a bunch.
He
of
got people on me for that, and then you gonna get on him for that one.
No,
I've been talking
true.
About that for a while.
Oh, it's never mind. Well, you got a point. All right, there you go.
No, like, I love my friends, you know what I mean? Right. I love all you guys. But, like, yes, it makes sense. Like, please tweet our stuff. You know what I mean? Help out. You know what I mean? You're part of the family. You tweet us out. At least you said, oh, can you please listen to the Instagram podcast every on your football stuff.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool that you supported us right there.
Mm-hmm.
So speaking of that, we have our social media pages. We got our Facebook page.
Yes.
Our two Facebook pages. One of them is kind of a graveyard right now. Yes. We have our Instagram page that needs more pictures on there. More memes. We have our YouTube page that has one video up, and we're going to have another one up soon. Our SoundCloud page, our Snapchat, our Zello. What else? Like, you got some other stuff on
see,
there.
See, Zello is going to be run by Keener, but right now it's October.
He's reffing.
No. He does the Bates Motel
time. Oh, okay.
And also, if anybody's interested in doing show results, so I stopped looking at stuff on 411, it is theinziguri@gmail.com. If anybody, please, like, that'll be awesome. We need somebody for Raw and SmackDown.
You should offer that out to the page. See if anybody wants to be a writer.
Yes. Yeah. And you'll get full credits when we do our talking. Yeah.
So. And then we'll, if you're close by, we can get you on the show once in a while.
Yes. And then we will buy you McDonald's. Be like, yes, we can.
You're buying him McDonald's.
We can hook you up with food. Man, I already support the damn SoundCloud account. You better do something else over here. You did give me some soda, though, because I have killed those. So.
I got you that guy right there. His name is Dusty.
I thought you were going to give me a steak bowl. I was like, you're going to give me a steak bowl because I've been bitching about that for the last 3 weeks. Where's my steak bowl?
Oh, gosh, yes. I thought you got one. You're like...
No, I was good.
And then I get to your house. I'm like, oh, he didn't get a steak bowl. No. Like, what is he eating? Oh, that looks good. Huh?
I'm eating like some noodle steak looking. I don't know what the hell it was.
But it's like your kind of bowl, but not your bowl, but...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, anyway, I think that's it for this week.
Oh, yeah. I would like to say next week I'm thinking about my ideas of King of the Ring.
You're thinking about it?
I'm thinking about it. How I will change everything. You see, and maybe we want to be champion.
You see, let's talk about Stone Cold Steve Austin, or let's talk about the Kurt Angle and Shane McMahon. Let's talk about badass Billy Gunn and King Mabel.
Yeah.
No, literally, I have plans how Mabel shouldn't have been on King of the Ring champion.
I wouldn't be.
Mabel
shouldn't
have been a wrestler. Okay? I'd
rest in peace.
He was awesome when he was Viscera. Can't diss him on that.
No.
I'm sorry. The best thing that came from Mo and Mabel was Bobby Heenan saying Men from the Mission.
Men.
Men from the Mission.
No. Viscera was the best. Best out of the whole
gimmick. Yeah, it was.
Because he...
What was that thing? What was he doing with the... when he was like the... He wasn't like Mark Henry, but he was still like the love guy.
The world's strongest love machine.
Yeah.
The world's largest love machine.
Yeah, when he was messing around with Lillian or whatever.
Yes.
Okay, that was good.
Yeah.
It was good because it was a freak show. That's why.
Yes.
Dude. Remember Naked Minion?
No, I don't want to remember Naked Minion. Thank you for reminding us.
Man, he gives a bad visual there, dude.
Oh my gosh. But literally, like, my idea is that, dude, I don't think King of the Ring would have been changed. Mabel would have lost in the finals.
So you would have said you would have gave Savio Vega the King of the Ring in 95.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have minded that. Well, even though who I wanted was the other
player. I wouldn't know who I would have.
Mine would have been the dead man.
Because I had to look at King... Like, if I had to do it, I had to look at King of the Ring's results and see who's in the brackets and how I would change everything.
So we're going to do what we did last week. How we would fix another pay-per-view.
Yeah, like...
How are we going to fix King of the Ring? We're going to fix the one King of the Ring that had Shawn Michaels versus Mr. Perfect and actually have them have a good match.
Dude, like, it was Taker versus Shawn Michaels, and... They made that a DQ, and I was, like, pissed off. I was at King of the Ring thinking, oh, dude, this is going to be awesome. But out of nowhere.
Comma interfered. That's why we didn't get that.
Kurt Angle would have been like, I know how to fix my ears. Like, you know, first off, I don't want to break my tailbone off a suplex.
I think I would have Yokozuna beat Savio Vega. I would have Jeff Jarrett win.
Against Bob Sparkplug. Well, you mean a roadie.
Yeah, I would have. Oh man. Yeah, I would have the roadie.
All these Bob names are coming up where it's like, oh man, wrestling.
Hold up, yeah, sorry, I somehow read Jeff Jarrett's name.
Sorry, man.
So yeah. I would have Shawn Michaels.
You know something? Speaking of the Road Dog, every single time we talk about crappy storylines, you need to stop talking about Dewey Foley and talk about Road Dog. Dewey Foley is a consultant. Road Dog is an actual writer.
Yeah.
I think I would have Taker beating Mabel.
Sure, why not?
Okay, so you said, then what would happen with Shawn and Kama? You would eliminate the draw.
Yeah, I would have eliminated the draw and had Shawn Michaels win.
Okay, so then it would have been Shawn and Taker.
Who was that, Kama?
Yes.
The Godfather. The Supreme Voodoo Pimpin' Machine.
Yes. And then maybe I would have I would have. I wouldn't have Savio win either. I would have IRS win.
You're talking about the topic of next week. By the time you're done talking about this, we're gonna have the topic done.
I know, dude.
Let's just wait until next week we talk about this.
So this is our episode.
Yeah, I won't be here for that one.
Yes.
If you want to join, all right, come on down.
Cool.
I don't know if JCL will be sick though. I don't know.
Yeah, with his meningitis.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't think he has meningitis. Yeah. I don't want him to get sick and have meningitis. Yeah,
he was at JB's last week. I saw him on Saturday.
JB's? Where's JB's?
He was at work on Saturday.
It's right next to JB's distributors.
Oh.
Yes.
So Jeff Bezos, if you want to support us, send us some money.
Yeah, that ain't happening. Anyway, this is Frim.
This is DB.
D-Walk.
We'll see you next time.
Yeah.
See ya.
Bye.
All right. I'm going to get me some meat. I'll see you guys.